so that you can know a little bit more about the schools, have their principal, John Fast, come up and share a little bit. If you're not sure who John is, he's the one who's dressed like it's Easter Sunday. Not in our church, like in a real church, you know. And so when you see him and you see a suit, you'll know, like, okay, this guy really loves Jesus. And he's the principal of the school. So we'll have him come up. Fortunately, I wore my nice jeans today. That would have been embarrassing if I wore my other ones. So, but John, why don't you come up and share with...
Thank you, Pastor Kira, for that welcome. Definitely be losing the jacket as soon as I'm done up here, and maybe the tie, too. Just feel like I fit in a little more. But thank you, Lighthouse Church, for inviting us here today to worship and fellowship with you. And more than anything, let me start by just giving a huge thank you on behalf of the entire Valor staff to all of you for your commitment and your desire to support our school these past few years through continual prayer. It's one thing for a group of people to say they'll be, that they'll pray for something in general or as a whole and follow through with that from time to time. But for you to be providing prayer coverage for every single individual on our staff and for their very specific needs and requests on a weekly and often daily basis, as some of you have shared with me, it's a tremendous blessing that, I do not have words to describe, and it goes above and beyond anything we could ever ask for as a school. In addition, it makes you every bit as important as our own staff to the vision, the mission, and overall ministry that's taking place at Valor, so thank you. As Pastor Kira recently shared with me and shared with you all today, one reason Lighthouse made the decision to become involved with Valor was because of the opportunity we often have to minister to the unsaved. And as he shared, and as most of you know, Valor is an independent Christian school where our number one priority is to offer a quality academic program while teaching the truth of Christ and his word, definitely with the emphasis on the latter part of that. In fact, if you haven't had the chance, I would encourage you to visit Valor's website, where you'll have the opportunity to read our mission and vision statement, our core values, and our statement of faith. And as you can probably imagine, many families come to our school because of their shared belief in this faith. But it is true that families also sometimes choose Valor because of a particular criteria that's very important to them, other than faith, such as small class sizes, safety, our commitment to sustaining certain programs, or a variety of other reasons. So naturally, when this happens, it's not uncommon for us to enroll families that may fall into the category of unsaved. As long as parents are willing to accept the fact that everything we teach will be influenced by our faith in Christ, we welcome them with open arms, because what better place for their children to be and to spend their days than in a school where they will daily hear about Christ's sacrifice and love for them. And I want to just share a couple stories with you that come to mind as I think of this. I feel like do a good job of representing just the kinds of opportunities we have at Valor and that our staff has. And both stories go back to last school year. The first one involving one of our office staff members, Miss Judith Solers. If you've ever been to our school, when you enter the office, Miss Judith is the first person you're going to see sitting at the desk, who's going to welcome and greet you. Incredibly friendly, and she's going to make you feel so welcome that you'll probably spend about 30 extra minutes up there just speaking with her and maybe possibly forget why you came to the school in the first place. That's just how comforting and welcoming she is. And being in that position, she obviously deals with students that are coming to the office, whether to ask to use the telephone because they forgot homework, or more often than not because they're not feeling good or have an injury or something like that. And it was one of these instances that comes to mind when a seventh grade student started coming to the front office regularly, claiming to not feel good. You know, Miss Judith, instead of, you know, not taking her seriously or trying to, you know, accuse her of getting out of class or anything like that, really just took that opportunity to talk to her try to, you know, find out what she needed. And through these conversations, which started becoming a little more regular, she discovered that the student was, in fact, not saved, but that the student was actually had a lot of questions and was definitely searching. And it became a real opportunity for her just to share the gospel message with this student. And when that student was ready, that student accepted Jesus into her heart. All because Ms. Judith just took the time to really get to know her and speak to her and find out her heart. And the reason I like that story is because it's a great example of how Christ is at work, not just in the classrooms and with the teachers, but any part of our school, even just there in the front office, and was so cool to see Christ working that way. The other story involves our preschool. Last year when we had a student who was new to the preschool and came to the preschool every day and, you know, was hearing these stories, these wonderful Bible stories about Noah and Jonah and Moses, and just loved these stories and thought they were so cool. And found out that, you know what, if I go to church on Sundays, I get to hear even more of these stories, and I want to go to church. So started asking Mom and Dad, you know, please, can we go to church? I want to hear more of these stories. You know, and just begged and stoned. Finally, Mom and Dad had no choice. Okay, you know, we're going to take you to church. And I know you guys probably know where I'm going with this, but after... You know, I'm not sure what the length of time was, but after Mom and Dad taking their child to church, Mom and Dad began to search and begin to hear the gospel for maybe the first times in their life, I don't know, and were able to receive their salvation through their daughter, or through what started in our preschool. So those are two stories just to kind of give you an example of the kind of opportunities we have and the effect that what our teachers are doing, what our staff is doing really can have, not just in the school, but outside the school and in the community as well. So today I want to encourage you, as you continue to be an encouragement to our teachers and staff and their efforts to reach the unsaved, I want to encourage you to establish a relationship either through personal phone calls or personal emails with those you're praying for at our school. Share specifically with them how you are praying and ask how you can continue to pray and be lifting them up. Feel free to share with our teachers ideas or resources you have found useful in sharing the gospel. A good teacher is always looking for new materials, ways to improve, or ideas to borrow. Perhaps you have a personal testimony of how you came to know the Lord that would be applicable or relevant to a first grader, a fourth grader, a middle school student. Write your testimony down for a teacher to share with his or her class. And finally, reach out to me or one of the other administrators to schedule a time to come to the school and see firsthand what God is doing, or to spend time on our campus simply in prayer while school is in session. Come with your small group or on your own. Spend a morning or an afternoon on a prayer tour, walking through the campus and praying over individual classrooms. These are just some of the ways you can continue the already phenomenal support that you provide our school. In closing, I would like to just share four quick prayer requests with you. And to do so, I'm just going to go straight to Scripture. Colossians 3:23 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men." I ask you to pray that as a school, we don't become complacent, but continue to strive to improve in what we do and how we do it, all for the glory of our Lord and Savior. Isaiah 55:8-9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Pray that at Valor, God's agenda will rule, that our heart's desires will always be transformed to align with his will. Romans 12:2, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Without going into a sermon about current events related to educational topics in the news, or a discussion about exceptions willing to be made by other private educational institutions throughout our nation or even in our own communities, I would just like to ask that you pray that at Valor we will always stay true to our identity in Christ, that we will not give in or allow ourselves to be persuaded by what our world deems acceptable. I pray we will continue to commit to God's good, pleasing, and perfect will. And for the final prayer request, I would simply like to read the words from the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 6:19-20, when he says, "Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare fearlessly as I should." So from the bottom of my heart, on behalf of the entire Valor staff, the teachers, the administrators, the entire faculty, Thank you for your commitment to being a part of what we're doing at our school in the past, today, and moving forward. Thank you.